We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45 now, quarter till 9, WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. It is Tuesday morning, December 1st, as we begin the final month of 2020. And I think a lot of us are grateful for that. But again, I don't think there's going to be a magic dial that's turned or a switch that's flipped at midnight on December 31st that's going to make a lot of this go away. But we can always hope. Dawn Starnes joins us, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Hey, Dawn, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Good to talk with you. Yeah, we have to have hope, huh?
That's exactly right, because although, you know, hope is good, but it doesn't feed the bulldog, right?
It does not. It definitely does not.
So what is the situation? First of all, let's go to Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Today is Giving Tuesday. We're going to talk to Jay Weiss with Second Harvest about that. But have you heard anything from businesses about so far in Louisiana, Black Friday or Cyber Monday or however you phrase it in terms of Christmas sales?
Yeah, the whole holiday shopping weekend, because it's really kind of turned into that, you know, everybody tries to leverage the whole weekend as opposed to just one day. And kind of you saw a lot of retailers using social media to kind of do different sales and get the word out. Everything kind of happened so fast with the change to phase two. That was a little bit impactful. And I guess we'll see, you know, how much that did affect things once we see the real numbers on sales tax collections. That'll be the best indicator. But we had retailers telling us, you know, the bad weather over the weekend wasn't a great help, but that really things weren't too bad, that they were still getting phone calls in for phone orders and curbside pickup. So really, I think the bright spot in it is that a lot of retailers have adjusted, you know, back when we were in quarantine and they were trying to find ways to survive, they were adding on this whole phone order, you know, doing more of it. You know, if some were doing it already, but, you know, they definitely, you know, increased their amount of phone orders and curbside pickup and that kind of thing. And so what you see is a lot of retailers kind of going back to that model a little bit, reminding their shoppers that, you know, they are offering that so that they can still be engaged with the community and still, you know, be available to provide that service, because that's what, you know, that's what's going to set the small business owner apart from the big box.
Of course, small business doesn't have the cash flow of big box. So, you know, Dawn, it seems like, and I'm probably going to have to interrupt you in the middle of your answer to go to traffic, but it seems like somehow it's almost become a business versus health, public health, in terms of open, et cetera. And that to me is terribly unfortunate because everybody's on the same side. Businesses need everybody to be healthy, or you know what I'm saying, with the COVID thing to be under control to remain open, and public health people want COVID to be under control so people stay healthy. Adversarial was the word I was fumbling for, and it seems like has it kind of turned adversarial when in fact everybody's out for the same thing?
Well, I think it sometimes feels that way. I think you and I talked about that before, you know, when we've been kind of trying to get through these different phases and feeling like you're at odds with public health, but that's certainly not the case for small business owners. You know, they want, to your point, they want people in their stores, they want people coming in and visit them. They want people conducting commerce so that we keep this economy going. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many different facets to it. So that's what we've got to figure out is the fine balance. And, you know, we were just really shocked with the governor's announcement last week. And we're already starting to see some decline in the numbers. So I don't know, you know, what the... I'm certainly not a scientist, so I don't know. But what I can tell you is that small business owners are really struggling right now. And we had really started to get back, you know, in the past couple of months, had really gotten back to almost pre-COVID level, you know, sales for retailers and that sort of thing and operations. So people had started to get back to a little bit closer of normalcy. Their bottom lines were looking healthier. And we were really hoping for a strong finish to the end of this quarter. And the end of this year. And so hopefully what we can do is manage through what we learned in the first shutdown and kind of going back to that feeling. Because once you say we're going backwards, people get nervous, right? It's just the nature of humans, right? And so you're going to have that impact some folks who were like, oh, okay, well, I'll start doing things. And then just to not even from the retail perspective, but to think about the folks who are hosting parties, you know, the restaurants and the event planners and that sort of thing, the folks who were just starting to see a little small uptick in small parties as opposed to the bigger parties, but at least they were still having things they could work on for corporations and small businesses and that sort of thing. And so now you're not going to have any of that, you know, so the hope Billy, they had was wiped out.
Billy Nungesser brought up New Year's Eve a couple of minutes ago. I hadn't even thought about that and office Christmas parties. We're going to pick it up here when we come back, Dawn. And in terms of going back to phase two, if I were to put you and the governor across from each other at a table and we're talking about COVID and small businesses and not being adversaries but being partners in this, what would you like to see? What would you tell the governor in terms of public health, small businesses, et cetera, because I don't know if it's anybody's fault or not. The only people I would fault are the ones that are not wearing masks and any public leader that, you know, passes along some kind of fallacy about masks not working. And the only reason I say that is that I don't know what else we can do other than that. And my goal is, as should be everybody, to make this damn thing go away and get business back up and running. We'll be back in a flash with Dawn Starnes, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Right now, at 8:51, we pause for traffic here on WWL. 56, 4 before 9 here at WWL. We are seeing the coldest weather in 10 months, and officials are urging fireplace safety. Did more than 30,000 file fraudulent unemployment claims in Louisiana? And which states have the most dangerous drivers? Those are the headlines. You'll get the stories with Dave Cohen and WWL First News less than 5 minutes from now. We're talking to Dawn Starnes, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about COVID and a relationship to small businesses. And I was saying earlier, Dawn, if I were to put you at the governor and the governor at a table, because the goal is the same, right? To do business and get the COVID under control, et cetera. What would you tell him? And I will start. Okay, I'll get it going by saying I don't understand how it seems to me with this, we're like lost in the woods and we take one step in this direction and then say, no, that's not what we're going to do. Let's go the other way. And we go another way and then we come back and we're not really getting anywhere on this. And random shutdowns, it seems like you can't go to a bar in Jefferson Parish, bars on Bourbon Street, nobody's wearing a mask, walking around. Churches, an exemption in terms of occupancy, where I'm sorry, but I don't see in terms of the virus, how the virus knows whether it's a bar room or a church. Church, it just knows proximity to people, if you understand what I'm saying. Is a lack of consistency a problem here, or what would you advise? What would you like to see? What would you tell a governor?
Yeah, you know, we talked about that, I believe, early on in this process, that sometimes the regulations felt arbitrary back during the first round of all this. And we still believe that. We still feel this find it arbitrary because, to your point, you know, how does the virus know? And honestly, what we're seeing in the neighboring state in Mississippi, you know, they have, what they did was undo their mask mandate, and then they saw their cases shoot up. But they opened business back up. They removed the capacity restrictions that they had. And then they rolled back that mask mandate and they saw the increase. So what they've done is go county by county and increase their mask mandate. And put it back on. And so you see that happening and you see them working through that. And about half the state is under a mask mandate now. I think what you have to do is look at more creative ways to do this other than just say shut it down. And because what we know shutting it down kills is the economy and people, because that, you know, the governor has every right to believe, you know, that this virus kills people. That has been proven. But the effects of the shutdown are also killing people. And it's affecting small business owners and their employees and everyone, you know, in between the whole economy. And so we have to find a better way to go about it. And, we're all working through it. Like you said, nobody's at fault. Governor's not at fault. COVID's the only thing at fault. So what we have to do is find a better answer to saying just shut down the economy. We need to just continue to plow forward, continue to enforce the mask mandate, and continue to move the state forward.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.